You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Instant Crush. We're back for an hour of easy listening. We'll be around. We got coming up, first song, Little River Band. This one's called Reminiscing.
Dancing in the dark, walking through the park and reminiscing. become one of salads and sun. Only a fool would say that. A boy with a plan, a natural man, wearing a white Stetson hat. Unhand that gun, be gone. There's no one to fire upon. If he's holding it high, he's telling a lie. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that. The man in the street, dragging his feet, don't wanna hear the bad news. Imagine your face there in his place, standing inside his brown shoes. You do his 9 to 5, drag yourself home half alive. There on the screen, a man with a dream. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that. Anybody on the street has murder in his eyes. You feel no pain, and you're younger than you realize. Only
this is Instant Crush, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Abe Jollis, joined by my two lovely co-hosts, the beautiful Finian Sicoscio and the gorgeous Jared Cohen. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Swimmingly.
I was expecting a Key and Peele name, though, but that's fine.
Yeah, we're running out of them at this point, man. Then they're lacking in humor. And
if you recycled, we wouldn't notice, honestly.
Okay.
I just saw a video, actually, of Keegan-Michael Key explaining the origin of that skit.
Oh, yeah.
And Jordan Peele wrote the entire thing.
No, but I like he added the only
the only
name
one Amy added? Dan Smith.
BYU. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. And the second one is just real people.
Well, they like throw him in there.
Yeah. Like DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
Aaron Rodgers. I love
all right,
it.
All right.
Jared, what two songs were those that you just played?
Started off with Instant Crush, as usual, since it's Instant Crush. Then we had Reminiscing by the Little River Band. It's from 1978. And then Only a Fool Would Say That by Steely Dan, also a 70s cut.
Fantastic. Well, we got a great show for you guys in store. Jared, what's next on the menu?
Stay tuned for a review of Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis. But first, we've got Barry White, It's Only Love Doing Its Thing, and co-host Finian says, if you don't like the song, he will come to your house and beat you up.
The only way you don't like it is if it's too sexy for you. I think that's the only way.
I must relax you. I mean totally relax you. Because love is a kind of a thing that you shouldn't do unless you're totally at ease. So baby, let me totally relax you to where you feel that you're ready for anything. Let me put my hand right there. Lord have mercy, right there.
stepping, you can be my fully over, starting over, starting over.
How many jealous? real friends. There's not many of us. We smile at each other, but how many honest trust issues? Switch up the number. I can't be bothered. I cannot blame you for having an angle. I ain't got no issues. I'm just doing my thing. Hope you're doing your thing too. I'm a deadbeat cousin. I hate family reunions. Fuck the church up by drinking at the communion. Spilling free wine. Now my tux is ruined. In town for a date. What the fuck we doing? Who your real friends? We all came from the bottom. I'm always blaming you, but what's sad? You not the problem. Damn, I forgot to call him. Shit, I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? When was the last time I remembered a birthday? When was the last time I wasn't in a hurry? Tell me you want them tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on a FaceTime. Even when we was young, I used to make time. Now we be way too busy just to make time. Even for my real friends, I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Word on the streets is they ain't heard from them. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them. Couldn't tell you how old your daughter was. Couldn't tell you how old your son is. I got my own junior on the way, dog. Plus, I already got one kid. Couldn't tell you much about the fam, dog. I just showed up for the games, dog. Maybe 15 minutes, took some pictures with your sister. Merry Christmas, then I'm finished. Then it's back to business. You wanna ask some questions about some real shit? Like, I ain't got enough pressure to deal with. Please don't pressure me with that bill shit. Cause everybody got them that ain't children. Oh, you been nothing but a friend to me. Niggas thinking I'm crazy, you defending me. It's funny, I ain't spoke to niggas in centuries. To be honest, dog, I ain't feeling your energy. Money turn your kin into an enemy. Niggas ain't billers, they pretend to be. Looking for real friends.
Real friends.
How many of us? How many of us are real friends? To real friends, to the real end, to the reals,
fall off,
to the wheels don't spin.
Yeah, yeah.
To 3 a.m., calling. How many
real friends?
Just to ask you a question, just to see how you was feeling. How many? For the last, you was frontin'. I hate when a nigga text you like, what's up, fam, ho, you good? You say, I'm good, I'm great. The next text, they ask you for something. How many?
What's best for your family, immediate or extended? Any argument, the media extended.
I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was fucking bitches on. Pay that nigga $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends. Huh? Real friends. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Word on the streets is they ain't heard from him. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them.
Welcome back to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, back with Instant Crush. That was Real Friends by the artist formerly known as Kanye West from his 2016 album, The Life of Pablo. Hope you enjoyed it. Before that, we had I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren and Starting Over by Chris Stapleton. Now that we're back, it's time to recap what's been going on. We missed the last 2 weeks. Pretty rare for us. 2 weeks in a row, no show. Unfortunate scheduling conflicts came up. But alas, we get that Thursday night slot every week regardless. So we're back here and recapping what we missed. And the number one thing that apparently everyone is missing is Francis Ford Coppola's newest movie, Megalopolis, which my two co-hosts have never heard of.
Nope.
Apparently I'm chronically online, but to be fair, this movie did break the record. It is the movie with $100 million budget plus lowest opening weekend of all time for a movie that costs over $100 million
to make. Like lowest earnings?
Least money made.
Did you see this movie?
And I did go see it in theaters.
That's concerning to me. Like,
and?
That means
Okay, so here's the background for apparently people don't know.
Is this going to be like the Mule review?
The
by
man,
John Mulaney
the and... man that directed you know The about? Godfather, The Godfather 2, The Godfather 3.
Yeah, we know.
Didn't care.
Apocalypse Now spent $140 million of his own money over the past 40 years.
Of his
years,
own money?
Of his own money. He sold his winery to finance this movie, his passion project. And it is, without a doubt, the single worst movie ever created. It is an absolute must watch. When I tell you that not a single scene in this movie, not a single line of dialogue in this movie makes any coherent sense whatsoever, I can't even put it into words what I witnessed.
Wait, what do you mean not coherent?
Like, literally not a single line of dialogue or scene makes any sense.
So it's like,
is it like
Willem Dafoe from The Lighthouse? Like, you can't tell what he's saying?
Or no, like the lines are written in English.
Like, you understand,
but what the heck is he talking about?
Okay.
It's Adam Driver is the main character. He plays Caesar Catalina, a genius architect.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about
this. Who can stop time, but that never comes up after the first 10 minutes, that he can stop time. He goes, time, stop, now, and then time stops, and he unstops time, and for some reason he can do that. And they got every actor in the world in this movie. Dustin Hoffman is in it for like 2 minutes. Lawrence Fishburne is like the boy's chauffeur for some reason. Aubrey Plaza is in it, and her character's name is Wow Platinum. Wow,
oh,
Platinum.
Jesus Christ. Is the terribleness of this movie captivating?
It is guaranteed to be one of the most cult classic movies ever created in human history. Were you locked
into this film?
It felt like it was 8 hours long, but it was unbelievable.
How long is it?
It's 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay.
And it makes no, literally it makes no sense.
Is it
not
on streaming?
A single scene. It's just still in theaters. In the IMAX showing, which I didn't get to go to day one, I didn't get to see this, but it happened. If you went to IMAX, there was a scene where someone would come out onto the stage and have a conversation with Adam Driver's character in the movie. Like, he would start talking to the dude on the stage.
I kind of like that.
I mean, yeah, that's interesting.
I didn't get to see that.
This is the real question. Did it have a cool popcorn bucket?
No, but Giancarlo Esposito is in it too.
Really?
He's like the second main character. And then there's like this whole scene that, it swear to God, it lasts for like 45 minutes where they have Grace VanderWaal. Like, remember she won America's
God,
Got Talent?
I...
Like, she's in the movie as like...
I strongly dislike
her. She's like a pop star within the world, and she does this whole like 20 minute set of her singing that makes no sense, and people are like donating money. They're like $100 million, and they're like giving her the money, and then she gets exposed for like, I can't talk about it on air, you gotta watch it, it's crazy, and then she's just not in the rest of the movie.
You know, I like how this, you're dancing between topics and I have no idea what you're talking about, and I feel like
that is
I wouldn't know if I went to see this movie.
The whole thing is about him trying to build a utopian city, but they never like describe to you what that's supposed to be. It just ends up being a bunch of like walkways, and they connect to each other, and like some point an asteroid falls out of the earth sky and like blows up the whole city. Like, literally
I could get
the
on board.
Most incomprehensible movie. Shia LaBeouf is in it too.
I get on board with some walkability.
Yeah, I mean, that's like his whole thing. He's like, you can get to any hospital or park within 5 minutes, but all they show you is like essentially a moving walkway.
What
which
about
we,
like
which we already have
store.
In airports.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's unbelievable, and you have to see it.
What if they made sidewalks escalators?
That's essentially the plot of the entire movie.
I don't like
escalators. Let's switch the topic. Jared, your favorite team, of course, is actually now, believe it or not, the second worst team of all of our fandoms, right? Cleveland Browns.
Oh, we're talking about football?
Yes, the Cleveland Browns are the worst by far.
Well, yeah.
You just had a quarterback change. What do you think about Drake May, especially with the recent success of some rookie quarterbacks? Bo Nix, believe it or not, had a great week.
Caleb Williams
had a great week.
No,
Jane. And Jane Daniels has been absolutely lights out. The MVP front runner, I think, in everybody's eyes.
I heard
eyes.
Mahomes is the betting favorite with his 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What do I think about Drake May? I will be putting the entire weight of my mental health on his performance for the next 10-plus weeks.
That's rational. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing the Texans?
Why did they choose to start him this week? Nobody really knows.
I feel like Texans
defense hasn't given up more than 150 yards passing in a game yet this year.
Really?
And they have the best pass rush in football.
Wow.
And we have the worst offensive line in football. So logically, in between the game against the no quarterback Dolphins and like the Jaguars, this is the week we're going to start him, of course.
And Drake May. Ramondre is out or questionable, but
questionable.
He's not practicing. He's
yeah,
not practicing
but the whole Texans team isn't practicing either. So
yeah, I mean, it's just an interesting situation. I feel like you weren't going to make him the starter to start the year, just stick it out with Jacoby Brissett.
The word?
I mean, have Brissett take, like, he is actually that picture of protecting somebody from outward evil.
You're right, but the word is, like, the play, there's other players on the team, and, like, they're, the word on the street is, like, the rest of the players are like, man, why are we going out there and playing every day just to have, like, some bum, like, to get beat up every game? We're sacrificing our careers, like, to protect this guy. Yeah. If everyone in the building knows one quarterback is better than the other quarterback, at some point you got to play that guy. And the word is, that was this week.
You'd think it'd be so easy.
That was this week. I don't know if I believe that, though, because Gerard Mayo, it's hard to tell sometimes if they have any plan.
In Mayo, we trust.
I would take, I would do heinous acts to have Jacoby Brissett be my starting quarterback for the
Cleveland
Browns.
You have Jameis, dude.
Yeah,
he'll be starting soon.
You'd think so, right?
I think he's just at around for point. Team morale. He's just a good guy.
He is.
He's so funny.
He's the best.
What did he say about? Did you watch? He did an interview where he was like, or no, it was a Snapchat.
Talking about
filter.
Gaviston?
No, oh, he no. did a Snapchat.
Oh,
filter.
With the eye is far apart.
He was ranking the top 10 or his fast food chains.
Oh, I saw that. That was so funny. Yeah.
He's
one of the funniest individuals. He gave that whole interview.
He's so likable.
Where he's trying to talk about Mike Evans, and he's like, you know, people from Gaviston, like. I want to talk about them. Actually, I don't know anything about people from Galveston, but you know, like,
I love Jerome Ford, our starting running back currently, said
sad.
That Jameis Winston calls plays in the huddle like he's about to tell you a secret, which I think is the funniest description of his just look, how his eyes are super big all the time.
He's
and
very
everything.
Excited.
We need him back soon. And we need Deshaun Watson gone.
Don't say his name. It's either we either call him Voldemort or the Antichrist.
Or you could call him He Who Shall Not Be Named, perhaps.
That feels a little bit
prior
like
to the Deshaun Watson trade, this co-host
Antichrist.
Over here, I think I can quote, if the Browns trade for Deshaun Watson, I will stop being a fan. And yet here we are, it's 2024, and he's still talking about the Browns.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I went back on my word. But I am not a fan of Deshaun Watson. Anybody can tell you I'm Deshaun Watson's biggest hater, and I have been from day one.
On God.
But you were willing to support when they traded for him.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're willing to support.
And moving on.
Jared. Patriots.
Yeah, for what? Because they're
the
bad.
The cheatingest
didn't happen.
Franchise.
Didn't happen.
Yes.
Wrong.
It did.
Didn't
it
happen.
Did. Spygate was
that
a
one,
thing.
That one might have happened, but they were right for it.
They can keep going.
Deflategate.
That
those
one did not happen.
Those footballs don't
okay,
just deflate
last
themselves.
Word. If it's the year 2024 and you legitimately still believe that Deflategate was a real thing, like, you need to go get your head checked.
Stamp.
All right, next we got my favorite artist is Jim Croce. We got Working at the Car Wash Blues.
Well, I had just got out from the county prison doing 90 days for non-support. Tried to find me an executive position, but no matter how smooth I talk, they wouldn't. Secretary say, hey now mama, come on over here. Instead I'm stuck here rubbing these fenders with a rag and walking home in soggy old shoes. We're damn steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash blues. You know a man of my ability, he should be smoking on a big cigar. But till I get myself straight, I guess I'll just have to wait in my rubber suit to rub on these cars. Well, all I can do is to shake my head. You might not believe that it's true, but working at the end of Niagara Falls is a undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini and in my highbrow society news. Steadily depressing, low down, mind messing, working at the car wash blues. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini and in my highbrow society news, cause I
Yeah, this is how we do it on 91.5 FM WMFO. It's Instant Crush. That was Jim Croce. Here's Big X the Plug.
Slamming them peas on the table like Rex. Yo, ho wanna fuck cause she like how I'm dressing. She say when I smell and I shine, it's a bliss. Bet she be on my dick when I ice out my neck. Only hang with the killers, we straight out of Texas. Ate them a Sprite, got it looking like Pepsi. Feds on my ass, tell them boys to come catch me. These racks on my head, but I bet they won't test me. Calling my phone like it's bills they collected. Big H the plug, only known for the stepping. Big nigga solid, but stay with a weapon. I'm stiff than a bitch, beat a nigga like Tekken. Calling my phone like it's bills they collected. Big H the plug, only known for the stepping. Big nigga solid, but stay with a weapon. I'm stiff than a bitch, beat a nigga like Tekken. Hey, Big X, Big Stepper. Cut off my bitch, she was being too extra. The ops on my line screaming how they gon' stretch. But they stay in their place cause this shit'll get hit. My bodies we drop at the better they dress. I be quick to throw hands, but we stay with them wrestlers. Glocks, K's, yeah, we with the extra. Think I was like six when they said I was pressure. Hey.
Can't be beat. this living off the road is getting pretty old. So I guess I'll call up my big mama, tell her I'll be rolling in. But you know deep down, I'm kind of tempted to go and see my Bessie again. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spray.
WMFO Medford.
You know, people ask all the time, what kind of music do you play on the show? Anything that sounds good.
You'll be there to relieve me, the love you give to me.
Let's make love tonight. Woo! Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause we do it right. Wake up, get up, let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause you do it right.
not from the clique. Give me space, we might ride your shit. Most say that, baby, they don't love the clique. I thought they like you when you make it, this some other shit. Yeah, this some other shit. Friends and business don't mix, so I'm brotherless. Tryna get back close, hit them with the stiff. Gears I shift, make sure they feel the drift. Just cop the Benz, oh, with the tank. You should know, cause in every song I said this shit. Yeah, in every song I said this shit. I'm just proud of my accomplishments. I'm a 400 nigga, I don't care at all. Have a suck dick, lick the head, no. Heard you talking about I'm real, I'm fraud. Your kids and bro, they straight, you shouldn't care at all.
Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave.
Four times how it go down. Slaps on deck for the whole town. On mama's, man, I did it with my own sound. And I got my own city that I hold down. Just admit it already. You got plans to do it, boy, we did it already. Got a couple DMs, I done slid in already. Gotta ask YG if he hit it already. Yeah, I'm a star like Moesha's nigga. Running up the numbers like Aisha's nigga. Yeah, I be sliding, I be creeping, nigga. Girls these days, they just don't know how to keep a nigga. But I got it all handled. They try to box me and I got my own angles, yeah. I'ma spend the summer getting to the cake and I'ma wish a nigga would on every candle. I'm like,
please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave. Please, please tell me why you always leave.
Why you what?
Please tell me why you always leave.
Why you wait?
Please tell me why you always wait.
If you ain't know me, bet you know now. Juicy can't throw with the verse for me both times. In Pot Town, that's an automatic hold down.
What's that?
Ask no questions, just hold it down. Why you hating on the progress? I'm a humble nigga, I don't even pop
what
shit.
I do?
I just dropped a